This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Ryan Famuliner. As of now, Missouri voters will not be voting this November on a measure that would require photo identification at the polls. Rachel Lipman explains a court ruling issued earlier this week.
Last May, the Missouri legislature approved a constitutional amendment that would require voters to show a government-issued photo ID at the polls. The State House added a summary that voters would see on the ballot in November. Opponents of photo ID challenged it, saying it was unfair. The judge agreed, pointing out, for example, that the summary references the Voter Protection Act, which are words that appear nowhere in the amendment. Republican State Senator Bill Stoffer, the amendment sponsor, says he thought there might be problems with the language, but did not have time to change it.
I had assumed that the court would just rewrite the title and move on. That disappoints me some.
Stoffer says there's plenty of time left in the current legislative session to write a better summary. Opponents of photo ID applauded the court for stopping what they called the deception early. I'm Rachel Lipman.
A new strategy aimed at cleaning up Hinkson Creek was unveiled at a public informational meeting yesterday. The event was led by representatives of the EPA, Missouri Department of Natural Resources, Boone County, City of Columbia, and MU. KBIA's Raymond Tungekar has more.
Under the new plan, members of the community will work alongside state and local officials to suggest ways to improve water quality at Hinkson Creek. This so-called stakeholder committee will be supported by two other groups. An action team will help develop strategies to reduce pollution, and a science team will devise ways to assess the health of the creek and identify sources of pollution. Carl Brooks is a regional administrator for the EPA. He says the new plan represents a more detailed approach to achieving the goal of clean water.
What we're revealing here is a process to get us there that uses science, public participation, and adaptive management. So we do what we need to do and then learn from that and do better things in the future.
The new strategy will be introduced at next Monday's City Council meeting. It's expected to be voted on during a meeting on April 16th. Raymond Tungekar, KBIA News.
The Missouri Senate voted 24-9 today to override Governor Jay Nixon's veto on a bill to change the state workers' compensation laws. The measure would prohibit employees from suing co-workers for injuries they sustain on the job. The legislation also includes occupational diseases under the workers' compensation system instead of allowing such claims to go to court. Nixon, a Democrat, vetoed the measure earlier this month. The bill was a priority for Republican legislative leaders and business groups. It tweaks a 2005 law that overhauled Missouri's workers' compensation system. The Missouri Senate has approved legislation letting employers refuse to provide health insurance coverage for birth control in some instances. The legislation, passed in a 26-5 vote today, would let employers deny coverage unless an employee has a medical need for birth control. The measure now goes to the Missouri House. Sponsoring Senator John Lamping, a St. Louis County Republican, says business owners should not have to pay for medical procedures they find morally objectionable. Some Senate Democrats say the bill would make it more difficult for women to obtain contraception. They also say most of the bill's provisions are already in state law. For KBIA News, I'm Ryan Famuliner.